Welcome to the Love More, Live Less podcast, where I am totally convinced that creating a positive, optimistic, and feel-good life can produce a nature of love, happier relationships, and can ultimately change the world. I am wildly optimistic at heart, and I feel like understanding positivity is one thing, but sometimes applying positivity to everyday life can feel like another. I believe taking care of ourselves and our mindsets matters because self-care matters and you matter. I'm your host, Crystal Mendez, and I'll be here each week providing practical ways you can infuse positivity and optimism into your own life to help you create a life you love. Hello and welcome back to the Love More, Live Less podcast. I am your host, Crystal. And if you can believe it, this is the last episode of 2023. I'm recording on Tuesday, December 26, 2023. I am so excited for the new year. Lots of new changes for our family coming up, and I'm sure for so many of you out there. And I thought this would be a fun episode to reflect on the past year and figure out how we can end the year well, strong, whatever word you want to use. Let's talk about some end of year activities so we can end the year on a good note. So the one thing I was thinking about when I was writing out this podcast episode is so many times our brains, and for so many of us, our brains are wired to just think of the negative. So when I thought about reflecting on 2023, immediately, even for me, the negativity came up. Like I thought about all the things that I did wrong this year, flashed through my head, and I said, nope, I am not going to do that this year. This year, I am going to stay in the positive mindset and I'm going to reflect on the most positive things. And why? Because when we keep thinking about all the negative things that we cannot change and all the past that we cannot change, it's not doing anything for our brain, right? But when we switch and we can think of the positive instead of the negative, we're rewiring our brain to think in the positive, to be more positive. Doesn't mean that we can't learn from the challenges that, you know, the setbacks that we had, but it does mean that we shouldn't keep beating ourselves up about it. And it's better to focus on and celebrate the success of this year. So I really want you to think about all the things that did go well this year. Maybe you started a new job, or you finished school, or you made it through the school year with your kids, you know, with your sanity intact. That's a good thing. That's me over here. Resist the temptation to focus on all what you think is failure, and look for all the good that have happened. You might even want to think about who are all the good people in your life this year. It's so important to acknowledge the good people, to acknowledge your growth. And yes, you can think about your setbacks, but don't let them keep setting you back, and don't keep playing that same mistake over and over in your head. I want you to focus on the areas in your life that have gone right. What has gone right? Celebrate them and be proud of those achievements no matter what. I think for a lot of us out there is we don't celebrate ourselves enough. And I think it's so important to celebrate yourself and be proud of yourself and be happy for yourself and do things for yourself. All of it that, you know, goes into self-care. So as we're thinking and reflecting on 2023, on your achievements, on the who, the people that were there for you, the people that are most important in your life, and you know, maybe some of your challenges, and if you want to tackle them again for 2024, I want you to even write down the small wins. I feel like this is a big win too, but like consistently sticking to something. I know a couple years ago, I picked skincare as my consistency, and the the small wins that happen every day is just like, hey, I'm going to stick to my skincare routine. And all of those little things add up to then having, beautiful skin, right? Or sticking to your exercise routine. That is so challenging. My challenge for December was 62 miles. We are on the 26th of December. Did I say September? My challenge for December was 20 or 62 miles. And as of recording, I have not walked today. But as of yesterday, Christmas Day, I did go for a little bit over 2 miles on a walk. My walk, I am at 47.23 miles, and I am definitely on track to hit 62 miles before January 1st, 2024. So I feel like that's a great win for me. I know that I had such a mindset like, oh my God, I don't know if I can, walk and do that many miles, but I definitely can. Like this year, I definitely can. So I want you to celebrate those successes. Some of the learnings I had from the challenges I set for myself for this month are, oh my gosh, you guys are gonna laugh, but I had wild goals for December, and December's such a busy month for moms. But so my goal was walk 62 miles, and I figured if I can do 2 miles a day, then I can meet that goal. Did I walk every single day? No, I walked most days. I think today's the 26th. I had 2 days this month where I did not get my full walk in, but I was able to make it up with a little bit extra on another day, which I'm totally okay for. And I know that setting that kind of challenge for myself on a busy month definitely brought on some learning opportunities. Like something I learned is, hey, you got to get this walk done either at the beginning of your day, like before you start your work day, or at your lunch hour, because it gets too dark outside to walk in the evening, unless you just want to walk in your neighborhood, which is totally fine. But also the end of the day for myself, I'm like, the end of the day, Crystal, you have the least amount of motivation, like the least amount. So it's got to be the easiest stuff that you got to get done, and like the no-brainer stuff. Like I absolutely have to cook dinner for my kids, right? That's something I have to do. So that's what gets done. But do I have to walk? No, I don't have to walk. So that's why I know, like, because my brain thinks like that at the end of the day. Okay, I learned I have to do my walks in the morning or as close to my lunch hour, and during my lunch hour if possible. So definitely learning from challenges is really great because then you can take that into your next goal. So now I know, instead of feeling like a failure, like you did not walk every single day for 2 miles, you failed this challenge. Well, no, I'm at 47 on track to walk 62 miles, which was my goal. It's okay that I missed 2 days out of the entire month. Like that, I'm okay with that. And, it's learning in process. I also want you for next year to start thinking about what your goals are going to be. You might not want to do resolutions. Maybe some people do word. I love resolutions or monthly goals, more like it, or even quarterly goals. I love doing quarterly goals. But I also like starting the month in my planner with like three things that I want to accomplish this month. So in December, it was walk 62 miles, finish three classes, which, oh my God, there's no way. There's no freaking way. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days left in the year, and two more of them are working days where I work all day. There's no way I'm going to finish two more classes. I finished one class. So again, it's learning from my challenges and realizing that that goal was a little too optimistic, finishing three classes in 1 year, and it did not happen. I mean, in 1 year, in 1 month. I finished one class this month, and I'm, on track to finish the next one pretty soon. And I am okay with that. And that was a good learning experience for me. But I really like to set the monthly goal. So it was the 62 miles. It was finish a cl it was finish three classes, and then it was workout. So lifting weights 3 times a week for a total of 3, 6, 9, 12 lifting sessions this month. And I am going to be 100% honest how many I have. Let me check my app right now. I think I have one that I can remember for this month. It was It's labeled as, I love my Apple Watch stuff. Yeah. In December, I have one, you guys. So that was a complete failure. I have to plan better. Again, I have to get that done in the middle of the day or in the beginning of the day, or it's not, I'm least likely to do weights at the end of the day. And so that was pretty eye-opening, and just it's okay. It's nice to dream big, and it gives you a starting point. And if you don't reach it, don't feel like a failure, but be better with the planning and the goal setting. Don't just get crazy like me. So like now you know, while you don't have to set limitations on yourself, I do believe on setting achievable goals. That is definitely achievable for me if had I planned my month out better. And again, this is an 100% excuse. December's a crazy freaking month, right? It's just a crazy freaking month. Another thing I like to do at the end of the year to end the year strong, which make For me, ending the year strong doesn't mean like, oh my God, I have to, get so much done. It just means like, hey, let's write things down, let's reflect, and then let's set the goals for next year. But gratitude, I cannot emphasize how powerful gratitude is in your daily life. And I saw this meme, or not, I guess it was like a quote thing about Christmas, and you may not have gotten everything that you've wanted this Christmas, but how important it is to be grateful for everything you do have. You have a family to celebrate with, you have a person to celebrate with, you have a dog to celebrate with, you have a home, you have running water, you have a safe place to sleep at night. Like, it's so important to have that gratitude for your life. Want to talk about setting the intentions for the new year. So you want to make sure that you have meaningful goals and achievable goals. You don't have to do the whole resolution. You don't have to break apart your whole next year. I definitely don't even recommend doing that. Again, I like to take it like 3 months, a quarter at a time for planning and goal setting, and then more specifically, a month at a time. So I'll look at my next 3 months and kind of figure out, okay, this is like traveling. This is goal wise for school. This is what I want to do with my family. But then I'll really hone in on the next month for myself. Like, okay, this is what, how I want to feel. This is what I want to work out. This is what I'm going to eat. Spoiler alert, I eat a lot of salad and those simple meals from HEB because they're the easiest and they're so good, but so easy for meal planning purposes. I love HEB. And then definitely, I want to stress the importance of self-care. I love self-care. Absolutely think taking care of yourself is the most important thing, because if you don't take care of yourself, you don't have anything of yourself to give to others, right? You can't take care of others. So, one self-care thing that I love to do for myself, and I've talked about it before, is the spa. So like once a month I have a spa subscription. It's not as expensive as you think. I go to Hiatus Spa at the Pearl. It's a beautiful area. It makes me feel super fancy when I'm really not. And it's very affordable. And once a month you get to pick from a service that's covered under your subscription. So like this month, I booked myself a massage because I'm just over the whole month of all the Christmas magic I had to do, and I'm like, I need a massage. You could also do pedicures. I mean, anything that's for yourself, like do something a little bit bigger. Like I know we say like showers or baths or painting your nails. Yes, but do something just for yourself that you love. Maybe for you, that's like, I want to go to a movie by myself. Hey, that's self-care. Go do that, right? And it might even be like not by yourself. What if you want to go and spend time with friends? Like that's self-care too. Playing video games, that's self-care too. So make sure that you're taking care of yourself emotionally, the things that you want and need, and then also maintaining your physical and mental health. So that could be physical, like moving your body every single day. We definitely all have time to move our bodies every single day, and then taking care of our mental health, whether that's seeing our doctor. For some of us, that means we're on medication. For some of us, that means that we are practicing meditation. We are practicing affirmations, all these different things that encompass mental health, but definitely very, very important. I'd also love to invite you to share your plans and hopes and dreams for this new year. If you want to submit it on a Q&A through Spotify, you can definitely do that. Also, love to hear from you personally. My email is crystal@lovemorelivebliss.com. And then you can always find me on Instagram and send me a message. My handle is @crystalmendez.co. So again, we're going to keep talking about our goal setting, ending this year out strong. And my last and most favorite tip is start now. We have 6 days left for the new year. There's nothing that says you have to start on January 1st. I honestly think, like, if your goal, if you want to say, you know what, I want to start walking and I want to start walking 10 minutes every single day, start now. You do not have to wait until January 1st. If you want to start eating better, start now. Go get your salads, go get your ingredients, start your meal planning, get on Pinterest and look up your recipes. That's my favorite way to get recipes. You'll be in an even better position come the new year because you've already started a week before. And I think it's just easier to transition versus, like, you know, some people are like, oh, I'm just going to eat bad the rest of the day because I've already messed up. Well, one thing I learned when I was on a weight loss journey was like, oh, you don't have to mess up the rest of your day because you messed up once. You can always start over at the next meal. And I never thought of it like that. And that can apply to so many things in our life. Like, oh, I could say I messed up my day because I didn't get my workout in this morning. Well, guess what? Now I can force myself to get it out this afternoon or this evening, and I don't have to waste the whole day, and I don't have to wait for tomorrow to start over. It's always a good time to start over. So I just want to let you know, I wish you the most wonderful, happy new year. I'm excited for the new year for all of us. You already know I'm super optimistic, so I'm thinking it's going to be a great, great year. And again, I would love to hear from you. Make sure you're following, subscribed, and you can message me, and I will see you in the next episode next year.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Love More, Live Bliss podcast. Be sure to visit lovemorelivebliss.com for free resources and get on the email list, and I'll see you at the next episode.